The difference in last year and this year is really the fact that I've had some time to myself, as opposed to last year, you know, it was just all like, you know, on the go 24/7, you know, you were stressing about getting the playbook. You know, of course, I want to learn it now because it's a new system, but I have more time to be able to myself, so I can kind of map out my own schedule of how I want to do things. Being around Coach Hunter and Coach Hudson, it's more technical, more teaching, and conceptual learning. And that's how I learn best, and that's how I feel like I thrive best, what kind of systems I thrive in the most. So I'm really excited about this year. Coach Jackson's been awesome, man. He's the type of coach that you want to have at the head of your team. His mindset, his intensity, his fire, his drive, his will to win, the values, the detail, and everything that goes along with being a winner. He's taking the extra steps to make sure that we know the formula, so that we can go out and perform on Sundays.
This is our home, and we will protect this house, boys. This is our home, and we'll protect this house.
It's all been really positive so far, and we're just continuing to try to build as a team. And as an offense, and as an offensive line specifically, but just getting better within the system and being more comfortable in the system, everyone, and being able to make the calls more comfortably and becoming a better team player. You know, there are ups and downs in this game, and you just have to be a professional and overcome the adversities that you face. I mean, you can't really replace Alex Mack. And I've said that previously before. It's more about coming in and creating your own identity, taking the things that I learned from Alex in my time here while he was here, and the level of professionalism he had, and being around guys like Joe Thomas. You know, you just go into it and you try to do what you do to make your team the best team that you can possibly be. Because if I tried to go into it and be an Alex Mack, I wouldn't be a great Alex Mack, because only he can be that. I'm going to be the best Cameron Irvin that I can be, and, you know, my teammates are going to help me. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to the fans being able to come out to the practices and be able to watch us. And, you know, that's always fun. Now I'm solidified into one position, so I can actually focus on one thing. And just bringing the mindset that I had in college, the winning mindset that I had, the know-how, and, you know, just continue to learn every day. Never be too big for the game, and always never get complacent. And that's the biggest thing. No matter what kind of individual success you may have, I want to always be the guy who bases my career off of what the team did, not necessarily what I did myself.